Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. With the start of 2016, the final mandate of the Affordable Care Act took effect. And by that, we refer to the employer shared responsibility provision. Here to walk us through what it all means is none other than Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, remind us of what the employer shared responsibility provision is, but more importantly, how does it impact businesses and employees?
Well, this mandate on companies started last year, but beginning in 2016, businesses with over 50 full-time employees must offer their workers health insurance that meets the Affordable Care Act's affordability and adequacy requirements. If you'll recall, last year it was 100 employees or more, so it's come down to 50. If they do not offer any health coverage, those businesses must pay $2,000 per employee after the first 30 employees. Small businesses with fewer than 50 full-time equivalent employees continue to be exempt from the mandate and will not have to offer health insurance in the future. That's very important to note. However, those smaller businesses under 50 can offer a plan through the traditional health insurance marketplace or the Small Business Health Option Program. But again, that is completely optional for those smaller 49 and under employee companies.
Hector, how many employers are we talking about here that are impacted by this new provision? Even if you're a small or mid-sized business, providing health care coverage to your employees is nothing new. It's an essential part of being competitive and being able to attract the best and the brightest out there.
Well, we conducted our national survey a couple months back, and the employers responded that companies with over 50 employees already offered their employees health coverage, and many offered multiple health plan options. Currently, nearly 2 in 3 employers, about 62% of all sizes, including small businesses, say they buy a health plan and provide it directly to their employees. Among medium and large companies, over 80% had health coverage for their employees in 2015. So those medium and small and large companies will, again, have to increase their percentage or have to pay that tax penalty.
Now, looking at your study, I couldn't help but notice that there's a rather significant disparity between what the employers think about the health care plans that they're providing and what actually the employees think about it.
That's one of the unique features of our survey. We actually survey employers and employees separately. Employees report that they want to have lower costs, not surprisingly, or at least have some certainty with their costs, and they want options in order to pick what's best for them. So that is what employees are seeking.
I couldn't help but notice this reference to a Cadillac tax. Talk us through what that refers to and what does that what's it all mean?
Well, the so-called Cadillac tax on some employer health-based plans was scheduled to start in 2018, so not yet. But it was intended or is intended to rein in more expensive health insurance coverage offered through employers by placing a 40% tax on the portion of benefits exceeding certain price levels. But now, because of a rare bipartisan agreement in Congress and signed by President Obama, that Cadillac tax provision was postponed until 2020.
Hector, thanks as always for sharing your insights. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.